This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
With Donald Trump and this tweet about Amazon, everything he said in this tweet is actually incorrect, except for that first part about him opposing it since before the election. So he says that Amazon, unlike others, pay little or no state or local taxes, except that's not true. Not only does Amazon pay millions in corporate taxes to the Fed, but they also pay property taxes, business taxes in the states that they have distribution centers, to states and city local governments. And let's not forget, they're also paying a lot of taxes in the business expenses that they acquire, that they sort of build up. And you got to keep in mind, especially with a company that they are the kind of business that they do in the distribution centers, that's millions of dollars in taxes on things like power, on fuel to fuel their delivery trucks. You've also got payroll taxes for all their employees, and they employ thousands of people. They're also paying taxes for their centers where they keep their servers to manage all their online, you know, to be able to service all their customers. And so this idea that Amazon is not paying like others when it comes to state and local taxes, that's simply not true. They're paying millions upon millions in state and local taxes. Now, they may not be paying it specifically in all of the states that they are doing business in, but that's consistent with other mail order catalogs and other services, internet or not, that ship products out. That's who Amazon is. And so they're not gaming the system or having some kind of unfair advantage. Any kind of mail order catalog or service that would have pre-existed Amazon long before the internet even existed would have had these same advantages, that people could purchase something without necessarily leaving their homes. There was a level of convenience there. There was the ability to purchase things that you would not necessarily be able to find in most retail stores. And so even though Amazon does it better, they do it more efficiently, which is just part of being a good business. This is not an advantage that they have over other businesses when it comes to state and local taxes. For the states and places where they have all these distribution centers, and they've got a lot of them in a lot of different states, they're paying state and local taxes, property taxes, just like everybody else. And so Trump's assertion that they're paying little to no taxes is just simply untrue. Furthermore, there are also states, like unfortunately our own state of Alabama, where you are paying taxes on that, and then they are also paying taxes that they're gathering up through sales, because unfortunately in the state of Alabama there is a tax on online purchases. And so when you buy things from Amazon, you're paying taxes on that, and there's 13 other states where that is the case as well. I wish Alabama wasn't one of those states. I opposed the tax when Alabama decided to levy it against us, but I'll, you know, we can go into that later. I've already covered that story. But anyway, so there are several states where they actually are paying sales tax on top of the millions in taxes that they're already paying to state and local governments. And keep in mind, they are also subject to sales tax when they buy their products. So when they buy from a distributor, because Amazon's just a retail service, just like other places. So when they're buying the raw products, when they're buying the stock or the raw material, they too are subject to sales taxes since they don't make the products themselves. I think they make a few products in-house, but not many. And so they are paying taxes when they purchase to turn around and sell their products as well. So it's not like Amazon is getting this massive unfair advantage over other businesses when it comes to that. And another thing too, he says they use our postal system as their delivery boy, causing tremendous loss to the U.S. That one makes absolutely no sense. Like I've always said, when a new tech comes along, yes, it's going to cost jobs in some areas, but it's going to replenish them elsewhere. And this is true of Amazon as well. They did cost some jobs in the private sector, but they also created thousands upon thousands of new jobs with their new services, with the new technology. And they basically created a massive online marketplace where people can make money from the privacy of their own home as well. Do it on the side. I've made money off of Amazon before. I've spent more than I've made, but I have made money off of Amazon selling my books or things like that. And so when you're looking at this claim, it simply doesn't make any sense. In fact, the only reason that the postal system is still staying alive is because of Amazon. Saying that Amazon is costing the Postal Service money, it's causing great losses to the U.S. because they use the service a lot, that would be like saying skinny white girls are creating great losses to Starbucks coffee because they consume their product. Well, yeah, they consume their product, but they're also paying for the product. Is Amazon using the delivery, the Postal Service as their delivery system? Yeah, they are, and they're also their biggest customer. The Postal Service still continues to exist because you had the advent of online purchasing. And this goes back to what I was saying just a second ago about tech taking jobs in some areas and replenishing them in others. When the internet first came out and you had the advent of email and being able to disseminate things like ads and coupons on the internet, that really did cut down on the U.S. Postal Service's business. Now, it's not a private sector business, but I'm just saying, if you're looking at the way that people did that, it cut down on that dramatically to the point that people were worried that the U.S. Postal Service was going to go under completely. And what really brought it back, what kept it relevant, is online retailers like Amazon, where you could go online, you could buy something. And so, yes, the internet destroyed, in a sense, the U.S. Postal Service, and then it was also the thing that brought it back, because your online purchases wound up being one of the primary uses we have for the Postal Service today. So that's completely wrong, what the president was tweeting. And then his third point is that they are putting many thousands of retailers out of business. There may actually be some aspect of truth to it. Again, that doesn't necessarily make it a bad thing, because when a new, better business comes to take the place of an old, outdated business, that's actually something that's good for the economy. That's something that offers better products at better prices to people, and it helps spur on the economy. And like I said, it'll take jobs in one section and then give them in somewhere else. But when it comes to this one, Amazon may cause some losses, but that doesn't mean that there's some sort of inherent unfairness. Because by that logic, we should also go after Publix for putting Walmart out of business, and we should also go out of, after Walmart for putting other companies around the community out of business. And so it's a never-ending cycle. You can't use government to just pick winners and losers and choose certain pet organizations, because eventually that is what actually creates the unfairness. A free market just goes with whoever has the best ideas. It doesn't care about inherent fairness or preserving some businesses at the cost of others. The market just exists, and it is the way that it is. Also, studies showed that in states that enacted these online retail sales, it only reduced Amazon sales by 11%. So taxing the sales of Amazon only reduced their sales by 11%, meaning 89% of those purchases were completely unaffected by that. And of that 11%, over half wound up going to other online retailers anyway. So, at best, about 5.5% of those sales returned to brick-and-mortar locations when Amazon had state sales taxes enacted upon them. So this idea that they're putting thousands out of business because you don't have sales tax on some of their products, that's simply not true. They don't have this massive competitive advantage, and people are not going to Amazon specifically to circumvent sales tax. You may have that occasionally. You may occasionally have them going to an online purchase, especially for larger purchases, going to some kind of online retailer to try to get around the sales tax, but it doesn't happen that often. And these brick and mortar stores, some of them are going out of business because of, they're not really going out of business because of Amazon. A 5% decrease is not something that's indicative of something that would put something out of business. Now, they may go out of business for other reasons. They may go out of business because they're old and outdated. But you have to keep in mind, too, how many businesses has Amazon helped? How many small businesses are selling their products through Amazon to a much larger market than they would have been able to reach having one brick-and-mortar location? And so, again, the marketplace is correcting itself. yeah, it's probably, there are some businesses that are going out of business, but it's not because of Amazon. Amazon has kept several businesses afloat by selling their products online and increasing their potential customer base. So, I'm sorry, Mr. President, but just about everything in this tweet is completely wrong. And it looks as though it's just another excuse for government to take more of your money when talking about state and local taxes on online purchases, which is a real shame.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt, every weekday from 9 to 11, only on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com.